This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In 1834, at the bar mitzvah of his son, Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer posed the following question. What is the very first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy fulfills upon becoming a bar mitzvah? And amazingly, the Chassam Sofer said the very first mitzvah bar mitzvah boy fulfills is the mitzvah of accepting the yoke of mitzvahs b'simcha. Accepting mitzvahs, performing mitzvahs b'simcha, is a mitzvah itself. Like the pasuk says in this week's parasha, "Tachas asher lo yavadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv levav me'rov kol." Because you did not serve Hashem out of joy, all of the curses of the Teichacha befell the Jewish people. From here we learn that it's not enough to fulfill mitzvahs. One needs to fulfill mitzvahs with joy, b'simcha. In fact, Rabbeinu Bechaye says that if we're punished for not fulfilling mitzvahs b'simcha, then there is great reward for fulfilling mitzvahs b'simcha. And one is rewarded not only for the actual mitzvah itself, one is also rewarded for the joy that one engenders while one is performing the mitzvah. The question is, what entails more reward? The performance of the mitzvah itself, or the joy one has when performing the mitzvah? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye in the Kara Kemach, the joy one has when performing the mitzvah is more valuable and engenders more reward than the performance of the mitzvah itself. How much more reward? What's the ratio? Now, it's very interesting. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us on Daf Tes, on the Pasuk, V'inisem es nafshei seichem besisha lachoydesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev tishbesu shabbatchem. The Torah tells us that one is obligated to eat on every Yom Kippur. But the Torah says it in a way that we're obligated to fast not only on the 10th, but on the 9th. And the Gemara asks, we're not obligated to fast on the 9th, only on the 10th. Says the Gemara, anyone who eats on the 9th, it's as if they fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Now, why is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Rabbeinu Yonah explains that fasting and observing Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. And like all mitzvahs, we have to observe it b'simcha. So it requires that we have a suda, that we have the opportunity to fulfill Yom Kippur. Obviously, you can't have a suda on Yom Kippur itself. So what we do is, we have a suda Erev Yom Kippur. And that suda is the way that we fulfill fasting on Yom Kippur b'simcha. Now, that means, for the simcha of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara considers it like you fasted 2 days. And for fasting, you've only fasted 1 day, which means that for fulfilling a mitzvah b'simcha, you get double the reward for fulfilling the mitzvah b'simcha than for the mitzvah itself. Here we are, only a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah. We're trying our best to try to amass as many mitzvahs as possible to tilt the scales in the favor of our zechusim, in the favor of our merit. Do we have enough time to fulfill enough mitzvahs to tilt the scales? Well, here is an easy way to double our earnings with the mitzvahs we're already performing. If we could muster and engender simcha while performing the mitzvahs we do anyway, then we literally are doubling the value of our mitzvah. So aside from the mitzvah itself, the simcha itself doubles the value of the mitzvah. So may Hashem give us the siyata d'shmaya and the menuchas hanefesh and the freedom of thought to muster the simcha that we should have by performing mitzvahs, and by doing so, we will be able to double our earnings, tilt the scales in favor of zechus, and we shall all merit a shana tevu mevarechas, a ksiva v'chasimotei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.